Welcome to the Breaking Up with Burnout podcast, and I am your host, Tiffany Leader, clinical social worker and burnout coach with over 10 years of experience in the mental health field and life experience with burnout. I'd like to say I'm in burnout recovery. I am married to the love of my life, and we are full-time RVers living the tiny life and traveling the country as often as we can. This is one of the many ways that I prevent burnout. This podcast is for you if you are a high-achieving woman who have big goals and dreams for your life, but you are feeling exhausted and looking to take a moment. This is your moment. This is for you to discover fulfilling moments, to be encouraged, find support, and hopefully a laugh or two. Okay, take a deep breath, lean in, and open your heart and mind to what you may need. Welcome back to the podcast, and today's episode, the name came on a whim, and I was like, yes, because I was talking in some content about hobbies and high achievers. Maybe that's what it'll be called, but what I'm calling it is just for funsies, because us high achievers, we always like a good goal. We always are trying to achieve or accomplish or become successful at something, and we need hobbies. I'm telling you, we need hobbies or things in our life that we do just for funsies. No accomplishment, no goal, no no achievement in sight except for pure enjoyment. A lot of the women I talk to, they don't have hobbies. They're like, I ain't got time for that. If that's you, raise your hand or let me know. I think that happens to me because I enjoy work so much. And this happens with my clients too. Because we enjoy the work that we do, or we enjoy taking care of our families, like there's enjoyment in that, that we're okay having that as our life. But what happens, those things sometimes aren't fun, or there are hard things, and we have to push through and have perseverance to do those different things. Then it no longer becomes fun. It becomes more of an obligation. And obligations are not bad. Like, there are things that we have to do in our life that we are obligated to, or that we have to. Like, for me, I hate laundry. I just don't like it. I don't like putting clothes up. I don't like the process of it. Thankfully, I have a husband that will do it. Because I do other things. Like, I'll help with the dishes. Or I'll vacuum our house up. Or I'll straighten things up off the counter. Like, I can do those things. Do I want to do them all the time? Nope. Even living tiny, it can get cluttered very quickly. Just because you're living. So, I feel like I'm constantly cleaning. So, it's not super enjoyable, but I do it because of the end result. And that's not what I'm even talking about. Anyways, what I'm talking about is doing something just for funsies. Pure enjoyment, no outcome, just a great experience. So, I'll tell you what I'm doing for funsies. I am, and you've probably seen this on my social medias if you've been on there, I am baking sourdough bread. Now, some people can say, but aren't you trying to achieve something or accomplish a goal? I mean, yeah, I want to make bread that's edible, but honestly, I have just taken away that expectation and have enjoyed the experience. I am a sensory person, so getting my hands in some dough is just a lovely experience for me. I love it. I kind of love the science behind it, because you have to figure out the ratios for the starter and the ratios based on the humidity level that you're in and the temperature that you're in. Some of that is a little aggravating, but I am just here for the ride and for the fun parts of it, and I am not attaching myself to the outcome. And I feel like I'm having an aha moment, because why don't I do that in the things I do want to accomplish? I know one of the hardest things that I've worked through is detaching from the outcome. And then things become more fun. But I digress on that thought. So, back to sourdough bread. It is just fun for me. I don't have to think about it being perfect. I don't have to think about how many I'm making. I don't have to think about what it turns out to be. If it flops, it flops. If it tastes good, we got bread for that week. I think the benefit of it, too, is twofold, in that it's bread that my husband and I can eat. We have been gluten-free. Well, I've been gluten-free for a long time. He has been gluten-free for several years now, too. And to find something that I enjoy doing that's nourishing him and me is, like, that's beyond joyful. That's like a burst of sunshine for me. I have not eaten bread this consistently in a long time. And I'm busting all, like, the diet culture of bread and carbs and all that stuff in the process too, because I'm eating something that is higher in nourishment and nutrition or nutrients and is fueling my body. So there's a lot of different levels that comes with the sourdough bread, but I really just wanted something I like to do for pure enjoyment. I'll let you in too on my next endeavor of doing something just for fun. I am getting ready to join the pickleball bandwagon. My dad has been playing for a while, several years. Actually, he just stopped playing for a little while because he, like, hurt himself, because he's competitive and he doesn't realize he's 79. I'm like, go, Dad. I hope to be just as active as you are at 79. So he's been talking about it. I love tennis. I have recreationally played tennis since I was in high school. And I have spouts of where I didn't play it for a while and I played it and I still, like, love it. But I needed something that was a little bit easier, a little bit less impactful on my body, because I have pulled my back out playing tennis and it has changed how I exercise and all the things. So I thought pickleball would be a great hobby that gets movement in, community in. Again, it's twofold for me, and it's something to learn that I will intentionally try to detach from the outcome. I tend to be competitive, just like my dad. I want to win. And I want to be good at it. That, again, that's the high achiever in me. But I'm going to detach from the outcome. By the way, I'm sorry that if you hear the lawnmower, the person that's doing the lawn service is outside and my door's open, because the environment is just lovely outside. So if you hear that, sorry, not sorry. This is real life. Okay, yeah. So pickleball is something else that I would like to pick up. I'm like, what are the other things I do for fun? I like to paint. I like to go to Zumba. I have several different things. I love reading. I got a Kindle and it changed my life. So if you got a Kindle, like, let me know. Kindle buddies. Because, and we can share books with each other, which would be great. But I love my Kindle. I have picked up reading in the last year, 2 years since I got it. And it's like, I can't put it down. It's my thing to go to bed. I knew I needed something instead of picking up my phone at night. And the Kindle, I pick it up. I'm like, what's next in the story that I'm reading? I'm also realizing I love self-help books. I love, like, business. I'm getting into the business entrepreneur books. But at night, give me a good story about something that's going on. I love me a good historical fiction or anything, really. As long as it's not too, like, anxiety provoking. Like some thriller or suspense thriller stuff. Like, I can't do a ton of that if it's super intense. But I can do a little bit, but I love a good story. So that's my nighttime enjoyment. Or my husband and I, we do like to watch TV or we like to watch YouTube. On YouTube, we're watching lots of RV camper people, overlanding people, that we like to watch because we're always looking for new opportunities, hacks, all kinds of things when it comes to our ideas, when it comes to improving our adventure lifestyle. Okay, well, I want to know, I'm very curious, what do you like to do for funsies? And if you don't know, I would love to talk to you about finding what that looks like. I'm going to offer you a free coaching spot. It'd be 30 minutes where we can hop on Zoom and I can ask you some questions and it will help you discover where you can start to find something fun. I love doing this part with my clients and I want to offer it to you, my podcast listeners, for free. So email me, tiffany@tiffanylater.net. Tell me that you listened to this episode and I'll get you booked. Ooh, I'm so excited. This excites me so much. I could even call it like fun coaching because we're trying to discover the fun that's in your life. Alrighty, I hope you enjoyed this episode. Thank you so much for being here. I'm just so grateful. If this was something that resonated with you, that you would like to pass along to somebody else, I'd be so grateful for you to share. My goal in you sharing is that I can encourage and impact and increase my reach to many people so they can be encouraged, they can eliminate burnout, they can achieve success, they can do things for funsies, and live that full life that truly, truly desire. When I eliminated burnout in my own life, it's been a game changer for me, really. I always say that word, and I always say this when I say that word, but really, my life has shifted in so many ways. There are different stresses and things that come up, but my life is so full right now, and I'm so excited about what's to come, and I'm not dreading every day like I used to. So I want that for you. I don't want you to be overwhelmed or stressed out. I want you to be excited and feel rested and feel encouraged. So I'd love to hear from you. I would love for you to share, like, subscribe, all the things. But also, I am looking for different topics that you would like for me to have on this podcast. If you could just send me a DM on the socials or send me an email, I'd love to hear from you. And yeah. All right. I hope you find your funsies. Talk soon. Bye.